From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's first speech before the entire Congress Tuesday night featured many familiar themes, including his promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, calling it an effective weapon against drugs and crime. The president also wants lawmakers to support additional defense spending, and he defended his efforts to impose travel restrictions to the U.S. from several majority Muslim countries.
It is not compassionate, but reckless to allow uncontrolled entry from places where proper vetting cannot occur.
Trump said the U.S. cannot become a benchhead of terrorism and a sanctuary for extremists. Public safety was another cornerstone of the president's speech.
To protect our citizens, I have directed the Department of Justice to form a task force on reducing violent crime. I have further ordered the Departments of Homeland Security and Justice, along with the Department of State and the Director of National Intelligence, to coordinate an aggressive strategy to dismantle the criminal cartels that have spread all across our nation.
Trump also outlined some of the progress made since his inauguration, including getting top companies to commit to new jobs. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said, in her words, Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today in refusing to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.